Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. Let me give you the scriptures that will be read in a moment. They are as follows. The Old Testament, Jeremiah 15, 19 to 21. The Epistle, Romans 8, 12 to 17. The Gospel, Matthew 7, 15 to 23. And the closing hymn, 261. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Grant to us, O Lord, we beseech thee, the Spirit to think and do always such things that are right, and that we cannot do anything that is good without you, may by your enable us to live according to your will. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And let us confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This morning's Old Testament lesson Jeremiah 15, verses 19 to 21. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth of the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hands of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. So far. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For they have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So far. This morning's gospel, which is the basis for my sermon, is recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 23. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but the corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, and neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So far. Today, as many of us know, it's not popular to label a doctrine false or a religious teacher false. But we must do so because Christ does. Jesus is not only our beautiful Savior, but also our infallible teacher and guide. In His Word, the Bible, He teaches and guides us. It is He who often took the false prophets of His day to task. He did so near the end of His Sermon on the Mount. This morning we study this section of the Sermon on the Mount in order to learn more from Him what our attitude is to be toward false prophets. Now, by the word prophet, Jesus means someone who is supposed to be qualified to teach religion and answer religious questions. Jesus Himself says, "If you continue in My word, then shall you know the truth." He inspired Peter to write, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles or the sayings of God." And He breathed these words into Peter, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine." As a matter of fact, Jesus told some of the false prophets of His day, "You do err, not knowing the Scriptures." He said to those who taught man-made commandments, "In vain they do worship Me, teaching for doctrines or commandments of men." Now, to determine who these false prophets are, we must examine the doctrines of religious teachers in order to learn if their religion comes from Christ's holy word, the Bible, and agrees with it. Jesus impresses upon us to make the fruit test, so to speak, of religious teachers. When a religious teacher adds or subtracts from the Bible or changes it or offers his own ideas instead of God's doctrine, we must label him as a false prophet. St. Paul says they teach things they ought not. Ministers have been given the word of God in the Bible. And Jesus commands that they too go take this message to a world that is dying in its sins. But sad to say, some messengers neglect to do so. Some tear up the message, others substitute one of their own. Some delete parts of it while others tell people that the Lord doesn't really mean what He says. All such are labeled false prophets by Jesus and should be labeled false prophets by you and me. Now, to be able to determine who are false and who are true, we will have to study our Bible. We are told, "Search the Scriptures." These are the words of Christ. False prophets may appear to be harmless, to be gentle. Jesus says they come to you in sheep's clothing. They may honestly believe that they are doing what is right. But does sincerity make the Bible and the teaching right? Will I reach heaven if someone in all sincerity points me the wrong road? Yet Jesus warns concerning them, "Inwardly they are ravening wolves." That's pretty strong language. Yet remember who it is that is using it. Jesus, the Son of God, who is equal with God the Father and God the Holy Ghost. And what a pack of wolves do to a flock of sheep is what false prophets do to people. They endanger the spiritual welfare of people with their false doctrines, and in many cases lead people to hell by their denial of the truths of the Bible. And this is especially true of them who neglect or deny the cardinal doctrine of God's word, namely, that Jesus is the eternal Son of God, who came into the world in human flesh, took away all sins of people, brought them back into the family of God, keeping the law of God, enduring God's punishment for their sins with his suffering and death. They do not proclaim God's promises, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Instead, they urge God, or they urge people to get right with God by their own supposed righteousness. And as a result, people live and die. They live and die in unbelief and are lost eternally in hell. Today, the devil uses false prophets to level attacks at the foundation of salvation, that is Jesus Christ, the Savior. Jesus admonishes us. He says, beware. Beware of the ravening wolves. Their teaching will lead people to religious beliefs that God does not teach. And moreover, one false doctrine so easily leads to another false doctrine. And when we study the history of churches which tolerated one false doctrine, we discover that one error soon led to others. Let us hate false doctrine. Let us champion the truth of God's word and insist that the word be taught in its truth and purity. Finally, Jesus wants us to keep in mind his warning that merely being some kind of religious teacher, known for pious talk, will not bring a person into his kingdom of heaven. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. You see, to claim with our lips that we belong to the Lord is not enough. What does count is that we do the will of the Father in heaven by repenting of our sins and trusting in his Son as our Redeemer. That is true of preachers and lay people alike. To those who did not do the will of God, Jesus will say on Judgment Day, I never knew you. I never acknowledged you as one of my followers. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, pure doctrine is a gift of God. Man with his own reason or strength can never obtain it. It must be given to us by God. The gospel has the power of salvation and the power of sanctification. We must preserve the truths that we have received for our own spiritual well-being and for the salvation of our children and our children's children. If we, as a church, no longer witnesses to the doctrines and our confessions, we as a church shall be of no use, shall no longer be the salt of the earth. We must faithfully guard our doctrine. For although God is the giver of the truth, man has a dreadful power to destroy it. Whenever a Christian ceases to watch and pray, when he or she begins to despise preaching and the word, becomes indifferent, when he or she does the will of the flesh and follows the world, he or she will fall from God's grace and eventually lose the truth entirely. What is true of the individual is also true of church bodies and church congregations. May God's Holy Spirit teach us to do his will on earth and to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word as it becomes may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edification of God's holy people. that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the very end, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Closing hymn 261.